This is called Cheers to Bordeaux.
Okay.
My husband and I were sitting. Oh, this isn't just about the marathon, but this is a story. I don't know if you ever told it to you. Maybe you know it. Did you hear the story before?
I don't think so.
My husband and I were sitting in comfortable chairs in a little chapel that was part of a beautiful, lush chateau winery.
Mm-hmm.
We had flown to Paris and then to Bordeaux so my husband could run a marathon in a little village in the wine country called Pouliac. Don't ask me how to spell it. Mm-hmm. Our group came from all parts of the United States, and we met up on buses to tour our lovely old wineries as part of the week's activities. So there we were, waiting for our host to come and tell us all there was to know about his wine. Patiently, we sat enjoying the lovely surroundings, and in walked the elegant, well-dressed winemaker. Before he had said anything, I nudged with my elbow, and I whispered, "I know that man." He looked at me, half smiling and half surprised. "You don't know this guy. We just got here. You don't know a soul in France." "But I do recognize that guy," I whispered back. "You couldn't possibly know that guy." So we sat and listened to the man, who seemed to know a lot about growing grapes and turning them into wine. And then suddenly he saw me and pointed his finger right at me, and he said, "I know that lady." My smile was wide as I shook my head yes, and Sid dropped his jaw in astonishment. And now I remember, oh yes, we had been seatmates on the plane from Paris to Bordeaux. After the rest of his talk about the wine, we were ushered out to taste and, of course, buy a bottle or two of his wines. He came over to talk to us, and Sid talked about the marathon he was going to do, and we reminisced about our conversation on the plane, which really wasn't that much. He'd been shopping for perfume in Paris and was on his way home. He dozed off as they were just about to serve us hot chocolate, but it was while we were standing by our seats waiting to get off the plane that I told him I was sorry that he missed the hot chocolate, but I wasn't sure that he would have appreciated me poking him awake. We drank a lot of wine that week, visiting wineries and going to restaurants. At dinner, there was always wine, music, laughter, delicious food, and unbelievable, endless amounts of wine everywhere we turned.
Mm-hmm.
At the marathon, runners hydrated with filled wine glasses instead of water. Local runners dressed in costumes, some with a wine theme, a bunch of grapes or a cape of cork. One group ran as a wedding party with a preacher in the lead, running backwards. The coup de grace was a guy in a bright red kilt who turned around and raised his skirt and flashed the crowd as he crossed the finish line. It was a scream. Wives, husbands, and friends stood as close to the finish line as we could get, cheering on the happy, exhausted, and hopefully not too tipsy runners.
I do remember.